From the News Talk STL studios in St. Louis, it's the Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter. On tonight's episode, Dave Wassinger, candidate for lieutenant governor and board member of the Boy Scouts of Greater St. Louis, on the big name change to the Scouts. And super fan Becky Blair calls in to, I don't know, say how she's our biggest fan. Hopefully, we'll see what happens. And the Right Mind studio band, Mitch Murphy and the Murphy Tones. Now, putting the fun in your dysfunctional world, here's your host, Todd Showalter.
I had something strange happen to me this morning, Joey. And, you know, I always respect your opinion. Actually, you know, I seek out your advice, you know, on more than one occasion, as you can well attest to. But my wife and I, you know, I'm not supposed to bring up, and I'm going to just jump right into it and bring her up. Each morning, before we do our Wordle, which, you know, kind of lets us know that our brains are working, you know, we have a little bit of conversation. And my wife usually she's going on about the things that Blake did to make her mad the day before, the night before, and, you know, just all these problems that may be happening and things that we can look forward to going wrong during the day. And in the middle of this, well, because I want to tell you something, I am intently, I look into her eyes and I listen and I focus on every word she's saying, sort of. But in the middle of this whole entire thing this morning, I'm not making this up, two squirrels in the window behind her were just doing it, okay? I mean, just do it. And I didn't know, I've actually never witnessed, like, you know, nature pornography or anything like that. I don't think there's a network for that yet. But as she's talking, and it got to the point where these squirrels were just so passionate, going their naturally thing, I lost all track of what my wife was saying. I'm gesturing with my hands right now. I don't know why, because we're on the radio and you're just nodding, you know, approvingly. But I have to admit. And so when my wife said, "So do you know what I'm talking about?" And I said, "I have no idea what you're talking about, because these two squirrels are doing it behind you." And that did not go over too well.
Did you film it at all? I'd love to see the video, because a Rocky movie I'd like to see.
Here's the
Rocky
thing.
Rocky the Flying Squirrel.
And I kept saying, "Boy, I bet somebody's gathering nuts." Get it? No, I didn't say that, because she was really kind of taken aback. And I said, "Well, look, it's not that I'm not listening to you, or it's not that I'm not interested in what you're saying, even though, well, I'm not going to go there. But these two squirrels, they're breeding in our backyard." And she said she was not amused by that.
Not to belabor the point, but if you did film it, it would have been worth millions of dollars if you uploaded it to YouTube, because, like I've said before, I watch cat videos on YouTube.
Yes.
Made for cats. And it's usually someone throws out some bird seed and some peanuts on the picnic table, and they set their camera down and they film it for hours.
Right.
And the squirrels and the birds come. And then when the cats see this video on YouTube, they go nuts. My cat just paws at the screen. So I wonder if this would make him more disturbed and perverted if he watched two squirrels doing it for too long.
I think he would want
to get involved. A little cross animal bestiality type stuff would happen.
Well, you know, Ed the Cat, Special Ed, as we call him, he's really not the most, I don't think he has any testosterone in him, because he just kind of lays there like a dirty sock. And I think, you know, anything could happen and nothing would get him sexually aroused. Not that I've ever wanted to get Ed the Cat sexually aroused, but I don't think it would happen. Speaking of squirrels and cats, though, I want to ask you this about your cat. We had two cats when I was growing up that would actually, they weren't so much free range cats, but they would have their like little time to themselves in the yard, and they would actually catch squirrels, and they look at it as a gift, okay? If they bite the head off and bring the body into the home. Did you ever experience that with one of your cats?
The cat is more focused on killing bugs, because we don't let him linger outside too long. He's always monitored in the yard.
Oh.
But if he sees a cricket or something, he will kill it and bring it to you. And I really appreciate that, especially during cicada season when we're learning how to eat them and cover them in fondue and stuff.
Right, yeah.
It adds protein to the sandwiches. My girl doesn't request crickets, but I put them in there anyway.
Well, it was her birthday, I understand. And I was so dang happy that you sent me a photo from your outing with your girl. Girlfriend, you went to a comedy club. I'll let you tell about that. But you sent me a photo saying, "Here we are, where we're enjoying a nice time." And I had promised you, had I not, that I had rented Stan the Little Man, who's his midget, that he's available for rent, $200 for a half hour. He will do anything. I don't know what you guys wanted him to do, but apparently he didn't show up.
It was almost like our Vietnam, where we were looking over our shoulders, looking up in the trees, expecting Stan the Little Man to drop down and pants us or whatever you paid him to do. And he never showed up. So Right. Maybe that was our gift all along, was the thrill of having our heart rate elevated all night.
Oh, kind of like those squirrels.
Mm-hmm. And you sent the picture of what he looked like, and so I scrolled back through my mental Rolodex, and nope, there was no 3-foot-tall circus ringmaster that showed up.
He does. He has a top hat and everything and a red little jacket or vest. It is a little Jackie, too, because Stan's a little guy. And he dresses like he's in a tiny circus. But for $200, he'll show up and do anything you want. And I usually just have him run around the room and scream, you know, because that's always a lot of fun, especially when you have a bunch of boring relatives that aren't doing anything. And they're saying, hey, when's dinner? Hey, Stan the Little Man's going to run around. It really livens things up. But he did not show up for your girlfriend's birthday.
I'd like to see who he showed up for and if he was at the wrong comedy club harassing other people that look like us. And
well, that's just it, because you went to a comedy club, mm-hmm. and I wonder if there was some type of age restriction.
Height restriction? I don't know.
Yeah, they had that bar like at the at the amusement parks. You know, you can't get in unless you're this high.
The door was too heavy. That happens with the little people as well. They just can't push through.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about this.
You see a little cheek and face print on the glass at about knee height because they were just pushing with all their might with their little head, and then they just give up, back home.
He did that on my windshield when I didn't see him trying to stop my car, because apparently the Venmo payment I sent him, he didn't know how to get it out of work. He jumped on my, he didn't really do that, but I have seen his face against the glass. Not like the squirrels, though. How was your girlfriend's birthday, though? Was it nice? What did you get her?
Well, it was more about experiences than actual items.
Yeah,
because
baby.
Experiences are so expensive. I don't know if you do this. I spent $180 on her. But we went together.
$180? Do tell.
Do I split that in half? Do I only say I only spent $90 on her? Because I got to go eat dinner, and I got to go to the comedy club, too.
Okay.
But I just grouped that all together. This lady cost me $180 when I could have just stayed home watching my free DVDs from the library.
Yeah.
Well, we went to the Italian restaurant, the Antonino's.
Antonino's.
I'm just going to give shout-outs, and hopefully the Goodwill will come back and they'll be a sponsor.
Oh, like karma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they were empty at lunchtime, but they put us in the very back, the way you would put all beautiful people. You'd hide them in the back so no one else gets intimidated when they walk in the restaurant.
Yeah, I never have that problem.
If you see hot people right when you walk in, then you go, I don't think I belong here, and you walk right out. Sure. Hit us way in the back just so everyone felt comfortable. Got T-Ravs, toasted Ravs, a St. Louis favorite.
Yeah.
And that was before I went to work. Apparently, I didn't remember to call off from the other show that I run, the Tim Jones and Chris Arp show. So I had to leave her after lunch.
You know, and I don't want to take away from your story, but I scare them when I fill in. I did fill in the one time Tim wasn't on. And I think I think he's terrified to have me back. Apparently, I said some things on the air I wasn't supposed to say. Mm-hmm. And then both Chris and Katie both got rather
squares. They are.
I want to tell you what I said. No, I can't do that because I promised not to do it again. But back to your story. You blew them off so you could be with your lady. Now, what happened next?
Well, I had to leave her after we had our wonderful lunch.
You left her?
Yeah, because I had to go run the Tim Jones and Chris Arp show.
Oh, yes.
And then when I got done, I had comedy club tickets set up for us for that night. Mm-hmm. It was our very first time going to the Helium Comedy Club at the Galleria.
Hey, can you talk like you breathed helium?
We went to the Helium Comedy Club.
Oh, yeah, that was wonderful.
We had a different mixing board for the listeners before where I could just immediately change someone's voice, but now I'm using a stupid old mixing board.
Well, you turned the other one in for like an omelet maker, didn't you?
One that was bought for the station, I sold that for $500, picked up a $300 one, pocketed the $200
sure,
profit.
Sure, of course, so you could take your girlfriend.
And the only difference is we don't have the helium button anymore. So speaking of helium, I went in and we had tickets to the late show, the 10 o'clock show. We walk in around, 9 o'clock and the first show, the 7:30 show had just gotten out. It was butts to elbows in the bar. Everyone was packed in there buying drinks and having a good time doing the meet and greet with the comedian, Beth Stelling. She's a very funny lady. Look her up on Netflix. She's got a great special. And then the bartender, he just had it with how many people were tipping him and buying drinks. And he said, if you're here for the 10 o'clock show, go up against the wall and form a line over there. But there's no line yet, but the line will be over there. Everyone from the 7:30 show, move over down here and make room for the late show. And everyone just felt berated.
Yes.
They were offended. This bartender yelled at everyone. So everyone from the 7:30 show cleared out,
and there were just six people left in the bar. This guy could have got so much money from tips,
sure.
But because he yelled at the 7:30 show for being too noisy and crowded and paying him money, they all just left. And then, unfortunately, it was just like six of us that were in the second show.
Yeah.
I mean, Beth Stelling, she's very funny, but it was our first time in St. Louis, maybe, or she hadn't been able to, you know, get enough people to buy tickets. Our
right.
tickets were buy one, get one free. I should have noticed that when they're that cheap.
Oh, really?
But it was a very funny show, and there's a two-item minimum per person.
Two items two or two item. Drinks? Or
you,
just two
You can get food also.
Oh, so you could have gotten like a waffle plate and maybe like a salad?
We scheduled our dinner around it. Me and five other people, we had our dinner in front of Beth Stelling while she made faces at us.
At 10 o'clock?
At 10 o'clock at night, we got a mushroom sandwich. We got six churros. I got a coffee and I got a lemonade. I proposed to my girl. Not proposed.
You proposed
I
to
offered
her.
To buy us four coffees because that's the cheapest thing on the
you're
menu.
You're a big spender.
I said, babe, we can get out of here under 15.
You if call
we,
her babe.
Babe, lady, honey.
Yeah.
If we just get four coffees, the servers will hate us, but I think we can get out of here under 15. She said, no, I'm hungry.
Oh,
so that was 60
too.
Bucks worth of food, $30 worth of tickets, the other meal from Antonino's with 50, $180 for this lady's birthday.
Wow.
And you know what? All that just goes through your body and you poop it out later. No gift to keep, really.
That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. Well, I hope you got lucky or something afterwards. Was it a fulfilling? I mean, was the rest of the night fulfilling? I mean,
of course. We always have fun together. We're each other's best friends. And then we go into our separate bedrooms and we go to sleep and we don't kick each other or anything.
That's
Do you
the way
sleep in separate beds with
that's
you?
That's what I sleep in the backyard. Remember I told you this story? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even have a tent like those crazy college kids. I'm going to call George Soros and see if he'll give me one of those tents because I'm out there all by myself. Now, you said only six people were in that show. Was that a little awkward?
It was funny walking in where the guy seating us, he says, are you a big fan of Beth Stelling?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm a great big fan. I promise not to talk during the show.
That's why Stan the Little Man can get in, because mm-hmm. he's not big or a fan.
Exactly. So he puts us in the front row, and then I look around and like, oh, we were all going to be front row no matter what. I don't know
right.
why he asked. But nobody did any crowd work. That's something I warned my girl. I said, don't try and be extra funny with these comedians if they do crowd work.
Yeah.
Just give them a straightforward answer and let them take care of the jokes. But she was trying to plot and say,
oh, she wrecked
she
it.
She thinks her job is boring. She works at an engineering company.
Oh,
she
that
said,
is
all
boring.
Right, if someone asks me my job, I'm going to say I work in radio. Like, don't steal my job.
Wow.
Just because you hate your
she
job so much.
She steals your job?
She sometimes, when asked how her job is or if she has fun, she just talks about my job instead.
Right.
Because she thinks radio is so interesting.
Okay.
And that
okay.
We're basically Hollywood actors, you know, we're
oh,
famous.
We are. I get that all the time because people recognize me from the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they say, you're that guy that I don't see because it's the radio.
Doing cartoons on the radio makes you pretty famous here in Missouri.
Which people still don't understand. But, you know, you at least had six. I'll tell you a little nugget here about our buddy Vic Porcelli from mm-hmm. the station. This was probably about two summers ago. He had somebody. The club is not even around anymore. It was way, way out in St. Peter's.
I remember, yeah.
And he sent me a text, and he's like, hey, will you come out and join, you know, me and the wife for like this comedy show? And I thought, well, you know, I'm really busy doing other things. He goes, oh, you got to do it. So I said, okay. So I take my wife, and we meet Vic and his wife at this comedy club, and we were the only people there. And this comedian, who's, you know, he was trying his hardest, but he's just up there trying to entertain Vic and I and our wives. And it kind of felt like, you know, the court's jester. You know, I would just clap. Golf club. That is fine. Before we flog you, give us another joke, you loser. And it was that kind of a thing.
Do you ever do that thing where you just have to keep smiling because you don't want them to be sad?
I did that while the squirrels were doing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The comedian's looking at you the whole time. And you're like, well, if I let my smile drop, they're really going to have their feelings hurt. So I'm just looking up at this lady with the four other people in the audience just smiling for an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah,
just
I know.
So they have the courage to continue.
And they think, oh, Joey pooped his pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got that look. Did I tell you what happened to me the last time I did stand up? This is true. My wife found this really funny, too, because I did this. I tried to add a little bit of physical humor into it. So I did this thing where I, you know, it was like the vaccine type thing. And I fell on the ground, okay? And I wanted to pretend like I was having some type of, like, I don't know, seizure or something. But I'll be darned, I had a hard time getting back up. And people thought that was funnier than anything, but that wasn't part of the joke.
I love your setup for that. I got to say it. if Fauci said that the COVID was only from 3 feet and above, everyone would be crawling on the ground.
That was it.
And then you did a hilarious act out. I just imagine it. I wish I was there.
Oh, well, you could. And then I had to have like five people help me up. And I said, well, this is because of the vaccine. Mm-hmm. It not only did it gave me blood clots all throughout my body. Yeah, well, thank you for remembering.
Sorry they didn't film that set and put it up on YouTube or Def Jam or wherever they put
it. I think it is filmed somewhere, but I think it was banned by YouTube because it deals with COVID and all that. Because they're not allowed. They always kick you off if it has anything, you know, anything truthful. They knock it. That's also happened with Katie and Chris that one day. We mentioned something about Donald Trump, and boom, we're off the Facebook thing. I mean, they just kicked you right off. I felt special, but it wasn't because I did it.
Here's a secret tip, you guys. The dump button is what we call the potty word button, basically. There's
right.
The cartoon exclamation point number sign.
Yeah, yeah.
That's on our phone system.
Right.
So if we hit the button on our little phone that has the exclamation point number sign, that's going to dump 8 seconds of audio.
Right.
And apparently you said something and Katie hit the dump button.
Oh, did she really? I probably said something nice to her.
And the engineers, they used to have this silly sound effect from Sanford and Son that would be in there and be like, oh, you big dummy. That would go over the air instead of nothing. We got rid of that. But when you were on the show, I heard, oh, you big dummy. So I knew Katie had hit the dump button. I went back to the stream
because
the live stream on Rumble is not censored.
Right.
And I found out the dirty words that you had said.
But I didn't say anything really dirty, I don't think. You know, because I typically, whenever I'm I don't say dirty things to Katie usually.
Katie's just a square, like we said. I'll say it in the friendliest way. You were talking about the hats that the feminists would wear in the protests. And
right.
Their pink hats and their cat hats. And I think even they use a term that starts with a P. You know,
oh, yes.
They call them the P word hats. And you were just using their term. But Katie,
I was just reporting the news.
You were a man on the street.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of that, that has nothing to do with it. You know, Mother's Day. You know, I mean, that was last week or whenever this show airs. It could have been like, you know, a month ago or something like that. Did you do anything for your mom? Because we mentioned, I mean, she was out doing stuff with the wrestling person. I want to tell you what we did after you tell me what you did.
Well, my mom, she got a new job. She was a school bus driver, but kids are rotten. All of them have become demented and dumb, and they cuss too much, and they're on their phones.
Right.
So she stopped being a school bus driver. And she's switching to being a friendly granny retirement home driver.
What
and these
the
aren't crippled
heck?
People. These aren't senile people. They're just people that don't like cutting grass anymore. So they live in a retirement community and they do swinger parties or whatever.
Swinger parties. So your mom drives the bus for the swinger parties?
She needed a little phone clamp for her phone. So there's no GPS in her new bus.
Yeah.
Her new van or whatever they're driving. So I got her a little phone clip that hangs onto the rearview mirror. And that was her Mother's Day gift for her brand new job. For driving the swingers bus.
And I think it's great that, you know, she's driving these elderly people looking at her phone while she's driving. That's great. What could go wrong?
We should have her reporting. We had our friend down in Florida that is at the swingers community. He didn't give that juicy of an update. My mom, she's an open book.
And plus, what they're doing it on the bus, like the squirrels?
She just drops them off at whatever house or, you know, dungeon or wherever. Yeah.
Well, that's very nice of you.
We should pair her up with your son who does the real estate for the sex dungeons.
Well, that's just it. We could have elderly sex dungeons, and then they could get down on their hands and knees like I did, but I think they'd actually die. Well, you know, I got my wife a nice blouse, and it was, that's what they call it. I think a blouse or a smock or an art apron. I don't know what they are, but I was really proud of it because unlike some people in our family that are really boring, I got her something that had a lot of color and flowers to it, and she's not even my mom. And I give this to her, and she laughed at it.
I saw it, and it looked like a piece of artwork to me. I mean, are you familiar with Pollock? Yeah, it kind of looked like something
Jackson Pollock.
That he would drip all over. It
exactly.
was beautiful.
I think it's great because if you spill stuff all over yourself, people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It just, it's part of the, it's kind of like those blue jeans that, you know, makes it, they have out now where it looks like you peed your pants and they charge you $400 for them. I mean, we could do that naturally for like nothing. And it's the same thing with this shirt. I mean, if you spill stuff all over yourself, you're not going to know.
You got a little smuts on your elbow right there.
Oh,
and I think that's why we're going to do a construction worker shoot today.
My goodness, I think I have blood all over, and you just pointed this out. This looks like blood, Joey.
That looks fresh from when you dropped your glasses underneath the seat when you were driving, and
I
you skinned up your little hand.
That's exactly what. That's exactly where it's from, too, and I do have blood all over my shirt that I didn't know. Well, here's the thing. I'm parking, and I almost run into Larry Connors, you know, big giant, you know.
Next, like, smash.
Yeah. Smash, yeah. I almost run into his giant boat. And the thing is, my glasses, I'm taking them off my face to put in my pocket, and they fall in between that crack, in between the seat and that other part, like the armrest, and they fall into this. If I tried to put them there, it would have taken me all day to get them to fit right where they did. But no, naturally, they fall right into this spot that is impossible to get them out. So I have to get down there, and you know, Larry's camera on his car is probably recording all this, and I'm climbing under, and I cut my hand trying to get them out, and apparently I bled all over my shirt, and you noticed it, and that's because you're a caring person.
We had to go to the Chinese restaurant just to get a pair of chopsticks that would fit under the seat, and you just go in at each side, different chopstick, and fiddle them out.
Yeah, and then they asked, what are you doing? I said, I don't know. This isn't even my car. It looked like you had a nice radio in here I'm going to take. Oh, well. Hey, we have a big show coming up, I think. It's been a challenging week, though, because one of our guests had her appendix broke, so we have some fill-ins, but that's half the surprise. One of the people coming up next, though, we have Dave Wasinger. He's running for a lieutenant governor. I'm sure he has a lot of interesting stories, don't you think, Joey?
I think the only way you can get that job is if you can spell lieutenant. And if you're shortening it and copping out with just LT period, you don't deserve the job.
Well, that's what I want to ask him. I mean, are you like an ensign, then a lieutenant? Are you a private first and you work your way up to lieutenant? Because it's unlike Admiral Andy. I don't want to be Admiral Governor. Mm-hmm. That'd be good.
Yeah. I mean, the slang term for being really cool nowadays is lit. Like, he's lit.
Lit. You lit.
I'm a lit gov.
You're lit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is it? LT, lieutenant. Oh, maybe that's what it stands for. He's going to tell us about the Boy Scouts, too. You know, they changed their name to just Scouts because they're all woke now. Kind of like, you know, the military. Maybe that's not what he's going to talk about. Maybe he's going to have a cooking segment. I have no idea. I'm as going to be as surprised as everybody. But we'll find out when we come back. In the meantime, I'm Todd Showalter, along with my buddy Joey V. This is The Right Mind Show. We'll be right back.
Coming up next on The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter, looking out for our veterans with Lieutenant Governor candidate Dave Wasinger. Welcome back to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter on News Talk STL. And now a man who is such a clean freak, he does the Lemon Pledge of Allegiance every morning, Todd Showalter.
And we're back. I'm Todd Showalter, along with my buddy Joey V. And on the line right now is Dave Wasinger, who's running for lieutenant governor. He's also on the Boy Scouts of America board, and he's got a lot of stuff to share with us today that I actually have a lot of questions. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Todd. Thanks for allowing me to share my vision for Missouri as your next lieutenant governor, as the only social, fiscal, constitutional, America First conservative running in the Republican primary. So I'm running as an outsider to shake things up, and I look forward to talking to you about it.
Well, I appreciate that. What are some of the things you'd like to shake up?
Well, it's going on today. My thought, both Jefferson City and Washington, D.C. have become a swamp. Actually, swamp may be a kind word for it. Maybe probably called a sewer. That needs to be called and drained. And I want to call out the use the lieutenant governor's office as a bully pulpit to expose these corruption insider deals that have taken place, frankly, over the last 2 weeks in Jefferson City, and frankly, that are taking place as you and I are talking on as this legislative session ends. So we're going to fight that and expose it. And then we're also address issues. One of the roles of the lieutenant governor is advocate for veterans. We're going to make a point of not spending more on our illegals than we do on our veterans. Mm-hmm. And that would be, you can use it as a bully pulpit to call out the federal troops at the border, call the drug cartels what they are, terrorists, and call for the deportation of the gangs and criminals that are running rampant throughout Missouri.
Yeah, well, yeah, my vote right there. I mean, one of the things we've talked about on earlier shows with other guests is, you know, just especially I don't even want to call it a uniparty, but you have people just selling out right and left. They're not doing the work that their constituents put them in office to do. And we've talked about it. What is that? Are they being, you know, I don't want to call it maybe bought off, but I mean, are they being offered perks and things on the outside once they leave office? But why have they become so, why are they doing their own thing, and why have they become so selfish rather than doing what the voters want?
Well, it becomes about you, and you become part of the Jefferson City establishment. And frankly, Todd, you're looking out to win your next election. You can get bought and paid for by these special interest insiders and lobbyists. And my firm belief is that we need conservative outsiders, much like President Trump did in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. to come into Jefferson City as you've got, as your instincts, and have you seen this culture of insider deals, special interest, and lobbyists to Jefferson City, it needs to be flushed out.
Yeah, well, you even look at what's going on now. You bring up President Trump, the stuff that's going on in New York with this sham, this trial that's going on. I think you have a lot of people that are waking up as a result of this. I mean, do you think we're going to have the same thing here in Missouri, that people are going to finally say, hey, you know, we see what's going on. So, the only reason I bring that up, do you think you'll have an easier time showing what's happening? Because a lot of people are met with opposition doing that.
You will be met with opposition, as President Trump is. He may be the toughest man I've ever seen. How you roll out of bed and put up with this nonsense day in and day out. But that is a bigger picture. He has been indicted four times, which is unprecedented for former president of the United States, over these nonsense lawsuits. I think both Missourians and the American people are reading through it. If the presidential election were held today, my firm belief is that President Trump would be elected in a landslide and be our 47th president of the United States. Mm-hmm. And what that tells us is Missourians and Americans are losing faith in our institutions, such as the Department of Justice. They just don't think these prosecutions are credible. And it's a dangerous path to go forward when people are beginning losing faith in the Justice Department. I think people are losing faith in these, and it sounds like you're one of them, of these folks over in Jefferson City that are looking for out for the insiders and the special interest rather than out for you and me and other Missourians that are trying to put food on the table and pay their bills.
Yeah, and there's such a trickle-down effect. I mean, you look at what's happening on a federal level, but that goes all the way, you mentioned the state, but even on a local level. We have problems here in St. Louis where, you know, we had Soros come in and donate a lot of money. We had, district attorney, Kim Gardner, she was, you saw what she did. She was just letting prisoners go. So there is, and when they did go to trial, I mean, it was, nothing was happening. So you see it all. I bring up the trickle down effect because I think it happens. I mean, what is, if you're the lieutenant governor, are you going to have an impact on local level, on local situations as much as, the state?
We have to, Todd, because one of the roles of the lieutenant governor is to advocate for tourism in the state of Missouri. And what tourist wants to come down to downtown St. Louis, as you've outlined, where you have these no longer Soros-backed DAs, where you don't feel comfortable walking around to the St. Louis Cardinal game without being fear of being shot or mugged. And it affects tourism. It affects all Missourians. And when you're fearful for your life, to walk downtown St. Louis for the reasons you outlined.
Well, even going back to from a safety aspect, I mean, you look at even you mentioned the illegals coming in. I mean, we've got fentanyl. We've got all kinds of drugs, beyond fentanyl. We've got crime. We have murders in other areas of the country. Why is it so hard for people to, I mean, because obviously the left screams, they're being oppressed and, we're being racist and this and that. When it's not, there's nothing wrong. Don't you agree that just want to live in a state where we're safe and secure and can enjoy, being citizens and not have to worry about outside forces coming in and either harming or killing us?
Can I share a personal story with you?
Absolutely.
So our youngest son was driving down the highway and by himself, he was driving back from school. There was a man that was driving a semi-tractor trailer that had been released from federal prison for running illegal immigrants a month earlier, methamphetamine addict. He drifts over into my son's car, who was in the right lane of the highway, clips the left rear side of our son's car, flips him in front of the semi-tractor trailer. So my son is riding sideways on the front of this guy's tractor trailer down the highway. He ends up getting flipped off, and I don't know, because of our Christian faith or a guardian angel, he spun off and was not seriously injured. But, Todd, it could have turned our family's life upside down in a matter of 10 seconds.
Wow.
And then you may have heard about the young man, the 12-year-old in St. Louis, about a month or two ago. He wasn't so lucky. An illegal immigrant crossed over the middle of the road head-on, killed a young man, big St. Louis Cardinal fan, 12-year-old boy, killed.
And of course, I mean, as tragic as that is, and it is tragic, you still have, you know, people screaming from the left that if you call that out, that you're a racist. I mean, it has nothing to do with name calling or anything like that. This is just about wanting to be safe and secure in your own state or community or whatnot. I mean, I think you have people on the left that it starts to really affect. I don't think you're, I mean, what is it going to take to, what do we have, how far do we have to drop for this to end?
Well, Todd, one train of thought is that this is intentional on behalf of the Biden administration, where they want voters mm-hmm. and they want these folks coming in to vote. And they also want these folks counted as part of the census, and the vast majority of them will vote Democrat. So this is not just gross incompetence on the part of the Biden administration, but rather it's intentional conduct on behalf of the Biden administration.
You also brought up, which I wanted to hit upon, the veterans. Okay, it's a travesty, in my opinion, that the veterans, you have homeless veterans that served our country, protected us, that have no place to live. They're struggling while we're giving debit cards and cell phones to illegals that are coming. And talk about a slap in the face. What would be your how would you go about changing that?
Well, it's insanity, Todd, that we would be paying these illegals more than we would to support our great veterans. So one of the great parts of being the lieutenant governor is you're an advocate, not just for veterans, but also seniors. Mm-hmm. So you have these veterans homes and also the homeless veterans that you've referenced. We need to look at our state budget. We need to again, the lieutenant governor can serve as a great advocate and serve as a bully pulpit, both in the state Senate. The lieutenant governor serves as the president pro tem of the state Senate and use that as a bully pulpit to get this funding needed for our veterans rather than funding going to the illegals.
Yeah, and again, it's just something so obvious that, what that should be a no-brainer for people. I mean, you want to protect your own that have protected you as opposed to somebody just walking over the, you know, coming across the border. And I have friends, by the way, who have relatives and even my friends themselves that have gone through the whole process of becoming a legal citizen legally and going through everything that it takes. And they work hard to do that. And then you have an administration, Joe that just allows these people just to carte blanche come in and not do a thing. I mean, I would be upset if I were a legal citizen that was, you know, had gone through everything it took to become a legal citizen, and you're watching these other people just come in and do God knows what for nothing. I mean, so to me, that gets me going. Going back to one other topic, though, you're involved with the Boy Scouts, and I call them Boy Scouts because they are the Boy Scouts, but apparently we have some on the woke side that want to get rid of the name boy and just call them scouts. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I've served on, actually I have two sons that are Eagle Scouts. So I've always admired and respected the Boy Scouts. You know, if someone becomes an Eagle Scout, I don't know if there's still the case at Anheuser-Busch, regardless of what your grade point average or if you were an Eagle Scout, they would automatically interview you. That's how highly regarded the Boy Scouts has been, both in a lot of institutions. I know a lot of guys, once an Eagle Scout, always an Eagle Scout. So I feel very positive about the Scouts. I will tell you, there was a name change. A lot of this, Todd, comes from the national organization. So I'm on the board of the Greater St. Louis Council, which is a very large council. So we're kind of at the mercy of the national board. And I don't know I was not privy to the discussions as to why the name change. I know there has been, it sounds like you may be one of them, a little bit of blowback on this thing. I will tell you that they've actually allowed girls in the what I still refer to as the Boy Scouts as well. I guess I need to, they've been actually active in for the last 5 years, and they just went about changing his name here in the last couple of weeks.
Well, I mean, is it more about, I mean, I don't know as far as the whole backstory, I don't have all the information on that, but some of the stuff, the little bit that I have read, I mean, it seems to have, if you have younger kids that want to take part in clubs and groups and things like that, you know, as long as it's not, you know, you're talking about huge athletes, you know, hurting each other. I mean, I guess that's okay. I mean, you do have your Girl Scouts, you have your, you know, your Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, all that. I personally, I have no, I don't see why we're so hung up on this gender thing. But when you have a group that's been known, I mean, I was in the Cub Scouts. I didn't make it further than that, because that's a whole other story. A funny one.
Well, join the club. My boys are Eagle Scouts, but I flunked out of Boy Scouts after 1 year, so don't feel bad.
Yeah, my mom was like a den leader, and I flunked out. So that's even more pathetic. But it was kind of crazy. But I think, as you mentioned, it's such a high honor to become an Eagle Scout. And when why? I mean, again, you go back to this gender thing. I mean, come on. I mean, you have boys, you have girls. I mean, that's. When are people just going to start to say no? The reason I bring that up, you say it's a national thing, okay? What if you, as a St. Louis chapter, said, fine, you can say this, but we're going to still call ourselves the Boy Scouts? What would happen?
That's a good question. Again, this is so new, Todd. It just came out in the last couple of weeks. We have not had a meeting to discuss this name change because it's so new. The national organization announced it, 2 weeks ago they announced this? So I have not sat down and discussed it with any of the board members, so I really haven't gotten any feedback from the local people here in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. I just think, and I've said it on other topics, that a lot of this stuff that especially the progressive left, throws out there, that is just so insane, that if a few of us just said, nah, we're not going to do that, we're not going to do it, you need to have your temper tantrum, which you'd expect, but at the same time, as an adult, you would say, no, we're just not going to do it anymore, because I think too many people are just going along with this insanity.
Yeah, and what you don't want to do is have a Bud Light moment. You know, uh-huh. There's a kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know if you saw.
I did.
Address over Benedictine. You know, he's catching a lot of flack. I think the mainstream media is really coming after him. So people like you and him and other great Americans need to stand strong on this stuff and show some backbone.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think there's a lot of us out there, but I think people are worried and they're afraid that, you know, their neighbor or somebody's going to call them a name. And it's time for us to realize words are worse, just words, and we have to stand up for what's right as Americans. Well, how can we get involved with your campaign? Tell us a little bit more about what we can expect coming up over the next few months. And if somebody does want to reach out and support you in some way, how can they do that?
So, Todd, my name is David Wasinger, WASINGER. Our website is pretty easy, davidwasinger.com, DavidWasinger. And I'm the only authentic social, fiscal, constitutional, America First conservative running for lieutenant governor. I have small town values. I was born and raised in Hannibal, Missouri, with a Christian faith, family, and hard work. So I have the small town values. I'll bring you the lieutenant governor's office. I'm a conservative outsider that wants to shake things up over in Jefferson City. DavidWasinger.com.
That sounds great. And I like everything you stand for. And I'm not just saying that. I really do. And I wish you the best of luck. And if I can help you in any way, don't hesitate to ask.
Well, I may buy you a cup of coffee before this campaign ends, Todd. So I can't thank you enough for having me on.
You betcha. I appreciate it. Well, thank you. And we'll talk to you soon. Okay, Dave?
Thank you, sir. All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, we have a lieutenant governor candidate coming, and you mentioned something earlier about the lieutenant governor. Like, what were you at? You're saying, like, how do you become a lieutenant governor? Because you're not like a private governor, you're not like a corporal. You kind of work. What was your thought on this?
I didn't know if there's a test, but the only requirement I would want is for them to actually be able to spell the word lieutenant. I don't want any cop outs who are doing LT period, unless it stands for that new hip slang term the kids are using, lit.
Lit.
If he's being a lit governor, I'm all lit for that. I was looking at his competition on Ballotpedia, and two of the other people out of the 10 don't even have profile pictures. They're just a silhouette. And if that means they're ghosts,
I'm not
voting for a ghost. He's got my vote over a ghost any day.
Well, because we have that Anthony Rogers. He interviews the ghost. We've had him as a guest.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if any of the ghosts on Anthony's show are actually running for office.
I don't know. Yeah, they always get the porn stars on the Anthony Rogers show to talk about the ghost stories. They never interview the ghosts, I think, at least not as far as I've seen.
Do you
need to hear both sides of that story.
That's true. I don't think I'd vote for a candidate that was a porn star ghost, would you?
No. And these people on Twitter who are eggs, I don't trust them either.
Eggs? What's an egg?
Well, when you don't upload a profile picture on Twitter, you just stay an egg. Instead of a silhouette of a human, they just make you an egg.
Oh, I had somebody call me out on Twitter. I have a lot of people that do.
A lot of eggheads coming after you.
I think that's what it is. And they all, I mean, they're really quite nasty, as you know, because the one he sends me, by the way, the guy that sends me the daily picture of poop, he's kept it up.
It seemed like he was being helpful. He said, hey, Todd, is this a picture of you? And
right.
Then you open the email attachment.
And it's always the same picture of poop.
And tightly coiled.
It's a tightly coiled piece of poop. And then this guy sends me a new one each day. Like one time the poop will be smoking a cigarette. Sometime it'll have sunglasses on. None of these things that I do wear sunglasses, but I don't smoke. But this guy is really dedicated to this. Do you call this artwork or do you just call it graffiti?
Do you think he's Googling these pictures or he's creating them?
And it's not mine. I can carry it because I don't eat that much fiber.
It doesn't look recognizable to me either.
No, it
but
doesn't.
It's funny if every day he's on the toilet thinking of you, I guess.
I wonder
if he listens to the show and we could get him on.
That would be great. You know, I'm sure that he would be a hoot to have on, a hoot and a holler.
Where are you sourcing these poops at, friend?
Yeah, my goodness. Are you having your colonoscopy soon? Because some of this stuff looks like you've had a lot of bran. In the meantime, I'm Todd Showalter along with my buddy Joey V. Mitch in the background. This is The Right Mind Show. We'll be right back.
Coming up next on The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter, fan of the show Becky Blair showers us with compliments. Welcome back to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter on News Talk STL. And now a man who refers to his Blockbuster Video late fees as his earnest money, Todd Showalter.
Hey, we're back. I'm Todd Showalter, along with my buddy Joey V. Mitch in the background. Still not doing anything. And on the line now, Joey, I told you before, okay? I mean, there's like OnlyFans, like, you know, the OnlyFans, like those videos. And this could be our only fan. Okay?
Who pays who in this situation?
I have no idea. But she may not be our only fan, but apparently, according to TJ.
Your son, TJ?
TJ, the guy that has the T and the J doesn't have a vowel. Mm-hmm. Okay, we could not afford a vowel. But apparently our biggest fan, Becky Blair, is on the line. I don't feel worthy, Becky. How are you?
Just terrific. I'm sitting at my dining room table, and I've got two dogs here. I'm a pet care specialist as well as a realtor, as you know.
Sure.
And,
okay.
I'm just doing the thing.
Gotcha.
Enjoying life and listening to the listening to you, of course, and the Dan Bongino show.
So, oh, that's good.
You know that guy.
I do know Dan. He's actually here. He tries to get in the doorway, but we don't let him in because he yells too much. And I say, Dan, we just have to play a little chill here. You know what I mean? We like to keep it calm. Now, what I wanted to ask you, as a fan, you can attest that we don't pay you to be our fan, do we? Now, do you have other fans? Are you a fan of anything else besides our show?
Let's see, besides your show.
Yeah, so you don't. Okay, next question. So you're a fan of only us, and that's wonderful because, you know, we do feel honored. When did you first, was it like a, I don't know, was just like something like a realization? Did you just wake up one morning and say, well, you know what, I think I'm a fan of The Right Mind Show? Or was it something that like progressively happened?
No, I found you on the radio. Oh my goodness, what was it? Maybe less than a year ago, and I just happened to be listening to the radio on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah,
and when you guys, you know, come on, and so I thought, well, you know, this guy has the same last name as a fella I work with.
Right.
And
that's right. And we also have, we're associated with all kinds of people in prison, all kinds of stuff. But go on.
That's right. Yeah, I understand that. Anyway, I asked if he was related, and he said that happens to be my dad. And I said, oh, my goodness gracious. And I've listened intently ever since. And
hi, Becky Blair. I'm so excited to talk to you. Now, you work at Keller Williams. Is that correct?
I do, yes.
Do you do any open houses, any showings? What's your role over there?
Oh, I'm a real estate agent licensed since 2005. So, working in the real estate industry and pretty busy, especially this time of year with spring and everything going on.
Have you ever had this urge that when you're selling a house and you have some people that are really, really interested and they're you've got them on the line, they're going to sign the contract, and right before they sign the contract, you say, boy, I'm sure I'm glad we sold this one ever since the bodies were found in the basement. Do you ever do anything like that?
No, Todd, I haven't. I've never, brought anything like that up in conversation. Although sometimes I guess people would, like to hear that, but most of the time I don't think it would be a good idea.
You don't have to disclose that,
even if there really were,
Now, Joey had a good point. Is that something you have to put on the seller disclosure thing?
Well, you should. If you're a seller, you should put it on there. But
every house has had someone die in it if it's old enough.
Sure, exactly.
Well, it's unnecessary information.
Right. Yeah. Wow. That is something. Now you work with TJ, and so can you tell us? I tried to teach him a lot of things when he was a youngster. A lot of these things that could land you in jail. Does he ever do any of these things in the office, or is he pretty much on his good behavior?
He's on really good behavior, and his wife is lovely, as you know.
Yes, she is. That's right, because you work with her too, right?
I do. Okay. Yes. They're very, very helpful. But you know how old I am, and I don't want to fool around with all this silly marketing stuff. I would just as soon pay someone to do it for me.
Sure.
Even though I can do it.
Oh yeah.
Todd, I just don't want to. I'm a people person. I'd rather be out on the street, shaking hands, walking around, blah, 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 doing my thing. And
well, it's kind of like like brushing your teeth. You could do it on your own, but why? You get somebody to pay to do it, right? I mean, I don't like, going through the hassle of brushing my teeth.
No.
Becky Blair of Keller Williams, I have a story to tell you. Let me see if you can relate to this. I worked at a real estate office for a little bit as a photographer, and sometimes they send you out and it's a nightmare. I go to a house, the family's there, nothing worse than an occupied house, and the kids are there, and the house is a mess, and there's 12 different appliances on the counter, and I'm there to take beautiful pictures to get this thing sold. So what I do is you got to pick up all the junk from one corner, and you move it to another corner, and you rotate around the house, and then you hide the kids in the basement until it's time to take pictures of the basement, then you hide the kids in the attic. It's just a real nightmare. You would never do that to your photographer, right? You always give them an unoccupied house that's perfect and picture ready, don't you?
No, and I only hire the best photography photographers in the area for my clients.
Mm-hmm.
One who they have the little giggly and the little aerial fly. What are those things?
A drone.
Yeah.
And I love that.
I love my drone too.
Never mind the dog barking in the back.
They must see squirrels in the backyard.
It's got to be squirrels doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They are. And rabbits.
Well,
oh,
I know.
My gosh. You guys noticed the rabbits this time of year.
Oh, they're doing
it,
too?
But anyway, to answer your question, my goodness, yes. Yeah, there's little baby rabbits. My yard is like Watership Down. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, wow. Realtors have a code of ethics, Todd. I don't know if you know this.
I don't know that.
You have to join the Realtor Club, and then you get the little R with the circle in it.
Counts
if you're not
up.
A realtor, you have no ethics, then you're just a real estate agent. You're nobody. Becky Blair is a realtor, and she's got a code of ethics.
Well, that's why I'm not allowed to be a realtor.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah, well, that is really wild.
And she hates marketing, so that's why she comes on the radio show.
Yeah.
Whenever I'd go to an empty house, I'd knock on the door and I'd yell, "Realtor," just in case anyone was squatting. Have you ever had any squatters you've had to deal with?
Yes, had a squatter?
That's a thing. You come home and someone is living in your house. What are you going to do?
Vacation homes in Florida that are only occupied, a few months out of the year, you find a squatter when you get there.
Well, do they do? I mean, are they friendly? Is this like the cicadas?
None of them are house trained. They squat in the corner over there. That's how they got their name.
So
that guy that sends me the picture of a piece of poop and says it's me, he's probably a squatter.
He's definitely a squatter.
Yeah. Every morning, Becky,
right.
I get a picture from this guy as a piece of poop, and he says, "This is Todd Showalter." And I feel honored, but at the same time, I'm like, wow, I'm also envious. One of the things my wife and I used to do before she, became really serious, we would go to these open houses, okay, and they would always have the book, at least they used to, and you'd put your name in the book, and, you know, the real estate agent would read it and then, you know, talk to you. And so we'd go to these homes, like, that we knew that we couldn't afford, like, you know, really, really expensive ones out in Ladue and stuff, and I would write in the book, like, Mr. and Mrs. Todd Booger, like B-O-O-G-E-R, and then they would try to, and they would say, well, Mr. and Mrs. And I go, booger, say, and then I would wait for them to say booger, and I would laugh, and I'd say, we can't afford this house, and I would eat that candy that she brought like you did, and we would leave.
Throw a few unwrapped Tootsie Rolls in the toilet and walk out.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Well, Becky, that's it's right. been such a thrill to have you on. Thanks, Becky. We really appreciate it. All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. That was fun. That's Becky Blair. She's our biggest fan. I think we should get her a Right Mind t-shirt that says biggest fan.
I hope nobody reports her to the Ethical Commission of Realtors for this interview.
She talked to us. She has to.
I think she's going to get a strike or a demerit, whatever happens. Then they're going to kick her out of the board of realtors.
Well, I've had fun. And I think we've, I think Becky had fun. I know Dave Wassinger had fun. I know Mitch had fun. He's nodding. Okay. So I guess he's had fun. Well, I guess we'll do it all again next week if we're lucky. Well, in the meantime, I'm Todd Showalter, along with my good buddy Joey B. Mitch in the background, getting ready for his big finale number.
Game over.
And remember, like I always say, if you don't have a right mind, you don't have a mind at all. Till next time, bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter. To find out about all things Todd, go to StudioTodd.com. We will see you next Saturday night at 5 p.m. right here on 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL and always streaming online at NewsTalkSTL.com.